All right, we are talking with Andrew Casares. Perfect. So we are talking, of course, Ottawa boy, and we're talking about in this time of not a whole lot of music going on, you've got new music coming out tomorrow. So you've got a single, it's called Bad Bad, and right. It drops, I guess, at midnight tonight, right? So tell us a bit about it, and you know, I'll put the ball in your court. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, for sure. So Bad Bad is the first single that's coming off my debut album. And it's probably my favorite song on the album. It's just really upbeat. It's lots of fun. I wrote it with the vision of just getting people off their feet, getting them dancing, you know, and just living in the moment. So it's definitely a fun song. And it's got the... Lately, like maybe like for the last year or so, I've been really into disco and funk music. So I really wanted to kind of write like a disco themed song. So there's definitely some flavors of that in there. Yeah, so it's coming out tonight at midnight, and I'm really excited to release it because we worked really hard on this album. It's probably one of the songs that we just put the most time into because we wanted to make sure it was perfect. I think we got to like mix number 40 before we called it a day and thought okay, this is good now.
So you really when you say you put a lot of work into it, you did a lot of work on it. This wasn't a one cut done.
Yeah. We literally like we went as hard as we could and just wanted to make sure that every detail was good enough to release as a you know, introduction to a new chapter for my music career. So
right now you've had some success already in your career. I know you. I actually saw you at Blues Fest 2 years ago now. I guess 2018. I think it was right that you were there with Sean.
Oh, cool. Yeah, with Sean Mendes.
Yeah. And so, what was that like? I mean, being in front of a hometown crowd at probably one of the biggest festivals. In the world. I mean, it's definitely ranked up there as one of the top 10 festivals in the world. What's that like for an artist? I guess at that point you were, you know, still starting out. I mean, you're young. You're what, 30 now, 25?
24.
There you go. So not even 25 yet. So, I mean, and so that would be your like early 20s, like 22 then. So 22, you're getting up there on stage now. Okay. I mean, in pop, it's a little different because I don't think Mendes is that much older than you either. But you're out there in a hometown crowd looking out over the crowd. What's that like for an artist?
You know what? It was truly surreal, you know. I got the chance to go and perform with, you know, someone that I look up to a lot. You know, I got to share the stage with him. So it was truly surreal to especially start out the day. I was the first act. So, mm-hmm. you know, just standing there backstage and just waiting for the call out to start my set, and just seeing, you know, all those fans run from the gate all the way to the stage, like in flocks. It was, I'll never forget that scene. It was pretty crazy. But I think one of the most amazing things was that actually during my set, I noticed a lot of people that I recognized, and because I spent a lot of time on social media, you know, on Twitter and Instagram, and I like to interact and chat with a lot of my fans, and I think I've gotten pretty good at getting to know them over, you know, the past years. And I recognized a couple of their faces, and it was pretty surreal to see that a lot of fans have come, you know, from the U.S., come from Pennsylvania, from New York. You know, there were fans that came from all over, you know, all over Canada and the U.S. that came just for that show. So, you know, it was something that I didn't expect, and I got to meet a lot of them for the first time. So it was a lot of fun. It was a great day, and I'll never forget that day.
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, knowing and being able to see the fans that you recognize and then knowing that they traveled just to see you. They're not coming for an act that's on later in the day, and, oh, we'll just check this guy out while we're here. They came specifically for your set. That's got to mean something. I wanted to kind of ask, because I talk to a lot of people in the rock and the country world, and I don't get a lot of opportunity to talk to people on the pop side of things. What's it like as a pop artist? I mean, from a gigging perspective, I mean, if you're not doing festivals and stuff like that, I mean, it's not like you see, I mean, rock bands, okay, it's starting out, they'll get like bar gigs, and the country bands will do bar gigs, but I mean, it's unlikely that you're going to see yourself playing at Crazy Horse or Barrymore's in Ottawa. It's not really the right venue for that. Is there a bar scene or a nightlife scene for your music in this Eastern Ontario area?
I don't know about bars, really. I think you're right when you say that's mostly catered to the rock scene and grunge and punk and that kind of thing. I think for pop, definitely, you know, like you can catch your favorite pop bands kind of like in the clubs, you know, like you know, in Ottawa you can go to what's it called, the 27 Club.
Yep,
usually one that a lot of pop acts come to. So usually, I think that's kind of the venue that pop artists take, is just throughout the clubs and yeah. I mean, as you go up, of course, the theaters and stuff as well.
Right. I mean, I don't know if you have any experience in any other genre, but is it difficult? Like, do you find it you're more limited as far as where you can get? I mean, as far as especially getting your music out there, I guess it's a little easier nowadays with, you know, the YouTube and the social media and being able to spread it that way. But before that, you know, I mean, you would have basically be limited to your fan base in Ottawa. Then you can go to Toronto, maybe Kingston. I don't know, even know if Kingston has any venues for that kind of music. But you're generally more restricted to the larger centers, and then it's about basically winning over the fans there and then word of mouth, right? So from the live perspective, do you find it's more of a challenge?
I think it's definitely a lot more different than the rock scene, for sure. So it's in kind of its own class. So I wouldn't say it's difficult, but it's definitely... It's definitely a challenge that you have to take as a pop act, because it's, I wouldn't say it's niche. It's kind of like a niche kind of thing, but it's definitely, you don't come across it often. You know, if you go to a bar, if you go to, you know, like a cafe or any kind of venue where they have live music, most of the time it's not pop music.
Right.
So you're restricted to, you know, a select amount of venues depending on what city you're from or you're going to. So I know in Ottawa we have a couple. We have 27 Club. I think there's another one called Babylon.
Yeah,
a couple of pop acts that come there. So it's definitely, I wouldn't say it's difficult, but I think it's a little bit of a challenge, you know, and that's, I guess that's the fun of it, you know, like if you can do that and you can overcome that, then that's just another step on the ladder to going ahead and showing yourself and doing great things. So I think it's part of the process, you know.
I mean, and you mentioned social media yourself, and it's kind of refreshing, and I think it's a big difference from the pop world to the every other genre world. I find that in the pop world, if you're going to be successful, especially starting out, You need to be out there. You need to be talking to your fans. You need to be getting to know them. I mean, that's what worked for guys like Justin Bieber. You know, I mean, he didn't have the club gigs to go out there and get his name out there. It was through YouTube and through out there and getting his fans engaged and reaching out and making new fans. Whereas I find a lot of the other genres, it's kind of, because I mean, I work with artists on that front too. And the one thing I hear all the time is like, yeah, I don't use Twitter. I'm like, why don't you use Twitter? I mean, my entire brand, I mean, we have a massive following. We've got a presence across North America. And, you know, it's really, I give a lot of the credit to that, to Twitter, because of the fact that so many artists that are successful now started out there one-on-one interacting with their fans. So it's really cool to hear that an artist... And I guess it makes sense, like I said, I mean, from the pop world, that it is important, because, like you said, it is a challenge from the live side to get your name out there. So you really need to take advantage of whatever avenue you have. So it's kind of cool that you're kind of grabbing onto that. Now, I noticed that just when I was checking out the new music today, you've got a bit of a different look since I last saw you. You know, the hair color is a little different. So what's with the, what inspired the kind of the change? And it doesn't seem to be a, it's just a look. It doesn't seem that the music has changed a whole lot drastically to go with it. It's just, you're going for a different vibe. So what was behind that?
Well, quite frankly, to be honest, when I was, you know, planning on releasing this album, you know, I feel like some of this music is the most authentic, I guess, to myself as a musician. Like, I feel like I'm really speaking my personality and my thoughts throughout these songs. So when I was releasing this album, I just want to show that I'm comfortable with being myself, and I want to project that outward so that people could see and, you know, feel passionate about, you know, doing that themselves as well, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought to myself, you know, what the heck, you know, I'll dye my hair blonde. I've never done it before.
Yeah.
It'd be really cool. And I just woke up one morning and I decided, okay, let's do this.
Spur of the moment.
Exactly. Just live in the moment. And it's something that I've always wanted to do. And I think it looks okay. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's, who's to say if it looks okay or not, right? It comes down to if it works for you and you feel comfortable in your skin like that, then,
yeah.
I mean, you shouldn't judge. I don't judge anyways by, you know, somebody. I mean, and if it's a kind of a new direction, and people do this all the time. I mean, they'll, one minute you'll see them with, you know, really long hair, and the next time you'll see them with no hair, you know? So, I mean, it's... Sometimes it's a statement. I mean, you know, Leah from July Talk, she used to have nice long hair, and next time I saw her, she had none, you know, as, you know, like I said, it just, sometimes there's a statement behind it, sometimes it's just a, hey, you know what, I just always wondered what it would be like to have blonde hair, so I just woke up one morning and said, well, what's stopping me, you know?
Exactly.
Now, we talked a bit before we went live with this interview about the current state of things. Of course, this whole COVID-19 is really, really impacting the music world in probably a way that it's never been impacted before.
Yeah.
How is it impacting as far as you go? I mean, I know you've got new music coming out, which is the nice thing. It's something that you're able to release. Really doesn't matter what's going on. You could put new music out at any time, but now I think especially your audience is at home. They're not going anywhere. They're here, they're listening to music. And, you know, did you take that into consideration when you guys came up with the release date, or was this all planned before COVID came along and you decided, hey, you know what, we're just going to run with it anyway?
Well, you know what? We had no idea that any of this would happen. Of course, we planned this a long, long time ago, and we decided to stick with it, and it just happened to be at the same time. So, so we're just rolling with it. We're sticking to our plan, and you know, I'm not letting this whole situation get me down. It's definitely a challenge for musicians that are gigging and playing shows, and you know, I'll be quite honest. You know, like all my shows were canceled as well. So, but the fact of the matter is that I like to look at the bright side of things, and I take control of what I can control, and mm-hmm. I don't worry about the things that I have no control on. So I think that this is some of the best times in history probably to release music, because people are attentive right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for artists that just happen to be releasing music at this time, it's a good moment. So, you know, I'm focusing on that, and right now creating a lot of content and you know, speaking with the fans, because you know, I know it can be a little bit lonely, just being at home and being stuck and not knowing what to do. So I'm doing my best to engage with them, and with the release of this song, I hope that people will enjoy it while they're stuck at home, you know.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think I have a gut feeling. I think it's going to do really well. I really like the song. I mean, I'm not huge in the pop side of things, not as much as I used to be back in probably when I was in my late teens. I was more in the pop world. I've gone through that transition. I've gone from pop, I went through the metal phase and then through the rock phase.
Oh, wow.
into the country phase, and now I'm kind of going a little bit more back to the rock side of things. But I'm a all genre kind of guy, in the sense that if the music moves me, like, I'm a huge Pink fan, and I don't think it gets much more pop than that. But if the music moves me, I'll listen to it, and I think I respect all music. It doesn't matter what style, because I know the work that goes into it. And like, not just in the creating, but in the promoting, and then the behind the scenes. I've done it, you know, and it's, I think every artist deserves to have that opportunity in their 15 plus minutes of fame. And I really think, I mean, I saw you there at 2018 at Blues Fest. I've heard your previous tracks, and I think this one definitely is going to be a great addition to your repertoire, I guess you can call it. And you know, and I mean, of course, look forward to hearing the rest of songs you've got coming up. Now, you had mentioned that your shows have all been canceled, so you have nothing on the radar right now that's actually still going forward.
For the moment, there's nothing announced that we're moving forward at the moment. So if there's anything that we will be announcing, or anything that comes in, we'll definitely be cautious about it. And take into consideration what's going on in the world before we jump the gun.
Yeah, we can just hope that
try to round some people up all in the same room for a good night of the live music, you know.
No, for sure, and I think we can speak for everybody that's going to be listening to this, that we really hope that I mean, I'm quite fine spending the month of March and part of April sitting at home. I have no problems with that. You take away my festival season, and then we might be having different discussions. You know what I mean? Like, you know, okay, I've lost, I think, 3 or 4 major arena shows so far that have fallen victim to this. Yeah, they'll come back around. But we lose Blues Fest and some of the other festivals that I've got on tap for this summer. And yeah, then I might be a little bit more pissed off, because, you know, you don't get opportunities to see that sheer amount of music from that many genres in one place, you know. And I mean, it's a great place. I love it for the discovery of new music. I mean, I probably would never have heard your name before had it not have been for Blues Fest.
It's a great festival, for sure.
So, you know, we can just hope that that we get through this quickly, and of course, the reminder that we'll put out again is stay at home, right? I mean, we want people to stay at home and self isolate when they can, and wash your hands, right? You can't stress that enough. We want this to go away, and the only way to do that is if we just, you know, enjoy a few more weeks, months, hopefully not months, in indoors, and then it'll all go away. We'll go back to business as usual. All right, well, Andrew, thank you for taking the time this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
Hey, it's my pleasure, and thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem whatsoever. I mean, I wish you the best of luck with the release tomorrow, and you know, hopefully you can actually get out and start doing some in-person promoting of it sooner than later, because I'm sure
I'm looking forward to that, but of course not at the risk of myself and others.
No, of course. Health always has to come first, right? So,
of course.
All right, well, Andrew, thanks again. And, you know, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. I think here it's raining in Ottawa today, so it just started here. So my family went out for a walk before the rain started. So
hopefully they'll come back in soon.
yeah, exactly. Well, I enjoy the next couple of weeks, and hopefully we'll be back out and about before long.
You too, and I hope you stay safe and your family safe, and stay healthy.
Yeah, same to you guys. Take care.